areas in the world, in Central America. So, well, the only thing I added from last week or last month was what you saw on the screen earlier on possible things we could do with the development, which you guys asked for. So I probably overkilled it, but I just wanted everything on there I could possibly think of. So I'll just turn it over to you guys if you have any questions.
Right now, you're just going to get started on a few of the buildings? Or?
Oh, yeah.
That's correct. Phase one really is just cleaning the property up and finishing the small lakes and having walking trails as early as mid-October to open it up maybe Friday and Saturdays for people to pray and walk through it and just see the property. But to answer your question, really phase two is going to be building a visitor center where we showcase life's journey and have an office there, right there up front to the right. And that'll be about a 1,200 square foot building. And that plus the soccer sports complex was my original vision. To really show donors, potential donors for other areas of the world, to see exactly what we're doing so they can say, hey, I want to sponsor Guatemala, Nicaragua, or North Springfield. So it could have a huge impact. So those first two, plus those sports stations, will consist of, will not cost that much. So we're going to just have a nine-hole golf course where they go through the nine stations, Little Heroes, to participate actively in each one of those activities. So that's really phase one, what we're trying to do by next spring. Potentially right after that, we could build something for Freedom Encounter depending on funding. So one thing we're not doing is we're doing this debt-free. We paid the final payment off last week, and we put a considerable amount of money into the property, and we're only building things as we go based on the funds to do it. So. Does that answer your question?
Now you said you're going to build soccer fields?
No. If you look in the back of your packet, a concrete soccer sports complex is basically really the size of a tennis court. So we're going to put an actual tennis court in, but we're going to put a fence around it and put a basketball goal and a soccer goal at the end of both sides of it. So in your packet, there's a picture. And I didn't get the final picture of this one that we did in El Salvador, but there's a fence around it. So it's just about the size of a tennis court. So it rains 6 months out of the year in these Central American countries, so they can't play soccer when it's flooding. So they like the concrete surface.
So you'll be having kids from those countries coming here?
Well, the goal is... Our life's journey's focus is to basically serve little heroes of the military, law enforcement, firefighters in our area. There is a chance that some could come here that we support. We hope to work and interconnect all of our different locations eventually.
Now, did you say you have this or other Little Heroes parks?
No, this is our first one. And there's two nonprofits coming together with us. One is Freedom Encounter and Freedom Journey. They've got a show every November where they support basically the history of our country and how important God was with, you know, starting this country and how we relied on him in all our wars. They did an actual show with a musical and just interviewing some of our greatest veterans, and that show is going to be again this November. So that was the best show I've seen in Branson, me personally. I encourage you guys to go to it if you get a chance, but they're wanting to locate on the property with a museum as well, and there's none like that. So if it does all work out, we could do another one on the West Coast or East Coast.
Any other questions? We did ask for specifics, and you did a good job of laying those out for us, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more than I was planning on tackling, but, you know, the Lord's kind of leading me to do this.
So. Yeah.
So is there anyone in the audience that signed up to speak for the project? that has anything additional to add, would you like to come up or?
Yes, I would.
Sure.
No, I'm just excited to see the project.
This is Teresa Rogers' wife.
Okay.
I'm just excited about all the opportunities that we're going to get to share with youth and honor veterans and just reintroduce God back into our schools. So.
Okay. Sir, come on up.
Good evening. My name is Mark Blackwell. I'm with Stillwater's Ministry, and the ministry is just located up on 160, so it's kind of around the corner, just past Images of the Cross where they're building the cross. And so we've been working with Roger. Also, Carrie with Images of the Cross has been working with Roger also on the life's journey. And so we're excited about it. We,
right.
we see the passion that he has in his heart for serving the Lord.
Great. Mm. Thank you. Is there anyone in the audience opposed to the project? You want to come back up, Roger? So based on any further questions on this, or would someone entertain a motion for the Division 3 permit?
I guess I got one question about the sewer. Will DNR get involved in?
Yeah, we were asked to call DNR, and we did. And Don Mayhew, our surveyor engineer, has worked with the DNR guy, and he's already emailed him and told him everything going on. So he doesn't have any concerns based on our call. So we have reached out to him to try.
You've already got that.
Yeah,
there.
Correct.
Mike, for your information, anytime a project has seven or more cabins, buildings, anything, when you hit seven, the DNR has to look at it. If the total gallons per day is 3,000 gallons or more, it's 100% theirs.
Okay.
If their seven or eight cabins was 2,500 gallons a day, then Taney County would permit it per the DNR's recommendation. Okay. So this one's way above and beyond the 3,000 gallons and the seven. So.
Scott, will we have to come back like for the second phase or just to... If we approve this, is the whole project to go, or will he have
well,
to have
since he added so many uses, if he would come up with some use that was not included within this that didn't match, I can't think what that would be. I mean, something, some industrial manufacturing company, you know, then he'd have to come back and ask for that use.
He's got a pretty big blanket here.
But,
yeah, but
he would have to come back for Division 2.
Well, he'll have to come back for every structure in Division 2. Yeah.
So this just... As he's
and I'm currently working with him on a minor subdivision plat, which is going to be just four or five lots. I got it today and I printed it, but I didn't get to look at it. So.
What about the land grading permit?
Well, if he gets an acre or more.
Yeah.
Yep.
The more you got to be getting close.
Well, his engineer's already probably taking care of that part, I would say.
Yep.
Have you got
I mean,
a land
grading
permit?
There's an application in. I had to pull it and look at it.
Okay.
But we haven't done a new one. Bob had, there's one in place.
That was my concern, because there's a lot of dirt being moved around out there now.
Yeah, we did get a previous approval, so I thought I'd get through this and see where this
Well, even if you don't get through this, you're going to push dirt around out there.
Yeah, I understand.
I make a motion to accept it.
Got a motion? Got a motion? We have a second?
Second.
Got a motion, second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approving the permit, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate it very much for all your help, and thank you, Scott.
You want the larger one
okay.
sure.
back? So that ends public hearing and final vote. We'll move on to concepts.
Okay.
First concept up is 177 Kings Way, Branson.
Applicant Kutch Trust has reapplied for Division 3 special use permit for Lot 4 of the estates at Majestic Point Subdivision to use the existing six-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. Reapplication was made due to the Board of Adjustment decision dated May 16th, 2018 to overturn the Planning Commission denial of a Division 3 special use permit for not a rental of the single-family home located on Lot 5, Estates at Majestic Point. The applicant plans to use the existing indigenous plants in the labeled Area A, which we'll see on the slide. South side, the existing indigenous plants and tall retaining wall in Area B, and the indigenous plants in Area C, east side, and a row of arborvitae plants in combination with the adjacent lot owner for Area D on the north side. The garage is a three-car garage with plenty of parking in the drive for four or more vehicles. This is the Majestic, of course, Table Rock Dam. It's right below this picture. Lot 5 was this one right here. A little bit of back history on this. And I think I gave it to you, the Board of Adjustments decision. So if you have any questions on it. Picture of the garage and the drive. Backside retaining wall. Swimming pools on top of that. This is a line between Lot 5 and Lot 4. It's on the south side of the home. East side. Okay.
Are you the representative? Good evening.
Hey, I'm Kyla Cooch. I'm an owner with my husband, and we are reapplying for the nightly rental permit, special use permit. In these pictures, you don't see the house that has been built right next door, but that was built by Jana and Vince Hilt, who have gone through this process and were granted nightly rental permit. I hope you guys have it in your packets, kind of the layout of all the homes around it. The Majestic condos, there's new cabins going in right there on 265. They're nightly rentals. So the vast majority of the general area is in favor of nightly rentals. And what else can I tell you? There's 23 lots in our subdivision, which at the top of our subdivision has a gated entrance. There's only three houses built there currently, but 20 out of the 23 lots are in favor of nightly rentals.
And of that, one owner has like 15 lots, or of those 20 that are in
favor?
Correct,
yep. Did they get those?
I'm sorry. I thought I'd put those in my PowerPoint, but they're within their packet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it shows.
Because I was just digging through there.
Green stars, there you go. Yeah. Yep. Of everybody that's in favor and whatnot. This is really completely separate and really
Hilt,
secluded.
And this is the lots that she owns now.
Subdivision that's totally buffered and separate from any other subdivision. Any questions, concerns?
The only comment I would make, being on Board of Adjustments, is that there was a good showing of in support of being for the nightly rental in this subdivision, and they came out and really presented a case that to justify what they were attempting to do. And I'm speaking on my behalf of that, but it was a good turnout, very organized presentation that they had.
Didn't do what? No, it is each one's individual, so you'd have to approve it.